Is Brutus sick? And is it physical to walk unbraced and suck up the humors of the dank morning? What, is Brutus sick, and will he steal out of his wholesome bed to dare the vile contagion of the night and tempt the roomy and unpurged air to add unto his sickness? No, my Brutus, you have some sick offense within your mind, which by the right and virtue of my place I ought to know of, and upon my knees I charm you, by my once commended beauty, by all your vows of love, and that great vow which did incorporate and make us one, that you unfold to me yourself, your half, why you are heavy, and what men tonight have had resort to you. For here have been some six or seven who did hide their faces even from darkness.
Kneel not, gentle Portia.
I should not need, if you were gentle, Brutus. Within the bond of marriage, tell me, Brutus, is it accepted I should know no secrets that appertain to you? Am I yourself, but, as it were, in sort or limitation, to keep with you at meals, comfort your bed, and talk to you sometimes? Dwell I but in the suburbs of your good pleasure? If it be no more, Portia is Brutus's harlot, not his wife.
You are my true and honorable wife, as dear to me as are the ruddy drops that visit my sad heart.
If this were true, then should I know this secret? I grant I am a woman, but withal a woman that Lord Brutus took to wife. I grant I am a woman, but withal a woman well reputed, Cato's daughter. Think you I am no stronger than my sex, being so fathered and so husbanded? Tell me your counsels. I will not disclose them. I have made strong proof of my constancy, giving myself a voluntary wound here in the thigh. Can I bear that with patience and not my husband's secrets?
O ye gods, render me worthy of this noble wife.
Knock.
Hark, hark! One knocks. Portia, go in a while, and by and by thy bosom shall partake the secrets of my heart. All my engagements I will construe to thee, all the charactery of my sad brows. Leave me with haste.
Exit Portia. Enter Lucius and Caius Ligarius.
Lucius, who's that knocks?
Here is a sick man that would speak with you.
Caius Ligarius, that Metellus spake of. Boy, stand aside. Caius Ligarius, how?
Vouchsafe good morrow from a feeble tongue.
Oh, what a time have you chose out, brave Caius, to wear a kerchief? Would you were not sick?
I am not sick, if Brutus have in hand any exploit worthy the name of honor.
Such an exploit have I in hand, Ligarius, had you a healthful ear to hear of it.
By all the gods that Romans bow before, I here discard my sickness. Soul of Rome, brave son, derived from honorable loins, thou like an exorcist hast conjured up my mortified spirit. Now bid me run, and I will strive with things impossible. Yea, get the better of them. What's to do?
A piece of work that will make sick men whole.
But are not some whole that we must make sick?
That must we also. What it is, my Caius, I shall unfold to thee as we are going to whom it must be done.
Set on your foot, and with a heart new fired I follow you, to do I know not what, but it sufficeth that Brutus leads me on.
Thunder.
Follow me then.
Exit.